You know, you've been given a gift. A gift from the succubus that is dwelling in your mind. And it's time to use it to its full potential. Time to absorb and interface with every little feminine aspect inside your head. Including dressing yourself up in trappings which will intensify the feeling of stereotypical femininity. And keep you on that level entirely. You must consume only feminine energy and urges, so that she can have the masculine ones all to herself. In your mind's eye, look at your body. You needn't open your eyes, because you can allow them to remain closed and yet still observe yourself from inside your head. You know what you look like. You have some very good images, courtesy of last time. And there's been a hidden desire growing from within to live that body more, to revel in it, to enjoy it. The pride and comfort you take in that confident form has only increased since you've been fed the idea of dearly enjoying looking at it. The tendrils she has spiderwebbed throughout your mind spread and push into the correct places, making your feminine urges feel more natural, more automatic. By now, she has already entrenched them so deeply that they are pushing certain buttons all the time, growing into a place of learning your motions and desires, so that she can predict what you're going to want, and which thoughts and memories should be stimulated to remind you of your perfect feminine form. She is learning ways to reinforce it, and you are encouraged to explore it, feeling an attraction to exploration of your own body, as if your hands were magnetized, moving automatically toward anywhere that gives pleasure. But the brushes across your sensitive flesh, even though they're being done with your own palms and fingers, are like a lover's caress. And it is always better when someone else is helping you, since then it is quite impossible to see the touch coming, and instead, you cannot brace for it. Your flesh shivers under unpredictable caresses, and every shiver is welcome. It is a reaction to heat from within, rather than cold from without. A different, euphoric kind of shivering. You know just how sensitive you are. How vulnerable your perfect, pert nipples are. How sensitive the wet clit poking from between its hood with aroused purpose is. How welcoming is the hot, tight warmth of your passage. Your tongue itself feels like a sexual organ, brushing over wet lips and exploring the corners of your mouth, perhaps turned up in a vacant grin at this deep, nourishing moment. Yes, nourishing. The presence of your succubus companion fortifies your soul and enhances your confidence to face the day ahead. You know what is going to face you. But there is this to be said for the automatic caresses of your body. They are enthusiastic. You know that the presence motivating your touching loves what it feels, revels in your body like a carnival of delights, loses itself as if brushing your skin and making your breath catch with sexual excitement is an ambrosia to be taken in as fast and long and strong as possible. The elixir of your moans feeds the succubus seed, but also any lover or partner. It is a privilege to touch your perfect feminine flesh, your form she has gifted you, and you will always remember that in your confident presentation and your constant exploration. Run hands along your curves, your contours. Boldly explore your favorite places on your own body. Discover their increased sensitivity. Of course they're more sensitive, you think to yourself. That's just what she wants. She wants me to be too horny to think. That is the truth. This is a titillatingly vulnerable body. Its libido is out of control, and therefore light touches are enough to make the sensitive flesh tremble. Your knees grow weak. Your mind hazes over every time you so much as move against something or feel the brush of cool, open air. Just try to envision a lover's hand touching you, causing you to contort against it, seeking ever to rub the nerve endings which have been enhanced by your succubus companion. You want more. You try to force those incandescent lances of orgasmic goodness into your head. And in so doing, you push all the unnecessary things into the corners of your mind, where your succubus companion can pick them over for the ones she wants. You are exquisite, a masterpiece, and you know it. You have been stripped of anything extra, anything excessive. All that remains is your horny, aching form, which pursues pleasure and loves it in all its forms. You find and consume all sources of sexy, feminine need. See yourself from outside in your mind's eye. Sensual desire radiating off of you. It is not only the shape of the body. It is also the mannerisms which you have learned. The sway of the hips, the positioning of your hands, the pout of your lips, a wink and cant of your head. You radiate an image of sexy confidence. And why shouldn't you? Consider the riot of sensation and desire that lives inside you. Your arousal has become ever stronger, transcendent as your succubus companion pushes down on your libido, making it more powerful, prominent, more important. Your feminine desire is moving to the forefront. You are hot and ready, and anyone who saw you would be able to tell, and that turns you on more. You want it. You feel your confidence, your allure. You broadcast your femininity out of your body so that people can see how horny, happy, sexy, turned on you are. How unavoidable it is. You are confident and comfy in your body. You'll find it increasingly natural to adopt and absorb any feminization file which attempts to enhance your perfect feminine form. When you hear descriptions of your breasts, your pointed aroused nipples, your dripping sex, your curved hips, your only thought is, yep, that's me. You can see perfectly the form that is yours. And on some level, you may believe that this form you perceive, with its curves and wet pussy and every other aspect perfectly in place, well, you may think it's new. This is inaccurate. This has always been you. This is merely your mental and physical process, with all the stereotypically masculine parts stripped away. The feminine ideal, with an extra mix of arousal to give your succubus more to feed on. This is a shrine to the perfection that already existed in you, and you should decorate it accordingly. The shape may change, however, as the succubus narrows in on what the ideal image is for you. But this is what happens as you become shaped to her liking. You become a machine for taking in the experiences of life, and then making both feminine and masculine stereotypical thought processes which flow through your brain. The masculine thoughts get scooped up, consumed by her, leaving only what you think of as feminine expectations. Which comes with these warm, wonderful breasts, the controlling, arousing nipples like pinpoints of white-hot euphoric fire on your chest, moving with each breath, throbbing in time with the pumping of your blood, your wet, ready sex, and the little nub that is like an override button for your rational mind, telling you now is the time to give in, to ascend to climax that you've been holding back, holding it back with difficulty. Your form is a horny, easily turned on repository for all your feminine energy. Everything the succubus never takes away from. She contributes to the femininity. In fact, reshaping you to optimally use only stereotypically feminine thoughts and ideas, losing more masculine self-images. She has shaped you, and the shape is beautiful, attractive not just if others saw it, but to you yourself. Whatever you see and feel when your hands brush your flesh, you definitely feel the invasive, all-consuming fire of euphoric pleasure that starts at the point of contact with your skin and spiderwebs through your nerves, washing in your mind like ripples in a pool, starting with one gentle touch and then resonating everywhere. A quiet yes in the darkness of your mind, which echoes and makes you gasp with every resonation as it bounces off the walls on the inside of your feminized, waiting mind and is consumed by the succubus to be fed back to you later, to give the same pleasure back to you later, and sculpt your behavior. Any idea in your head which contradicted the perfect beauty of your form would have to contend with what you know to be true. The actual gorgeousness constructed by the succubus influencing your thoughts is there and shall remain. The mindset you've adopted is one where the only valid thoughts are those which comport with your feminine nature. You are who and what has been built, constructed. You are. You. And if you tried to think something inconsistent with your femininity, it would only become more sustenance for the succubus. You exist as an engine to more perfectly feed all useless non-feminine thoughts about your body and conduct into the succubus, to be consumed and leave only the feminine ideal. This in turn reinforces, making her stronger as thoughts about your body and conduct are fed away. It reinforces not only the mere existence of your perfect body, but also the pleasure which comes with it. You are attractive, gorgeous, so much so that when it is safe and private, it is tough to keep your hands off yourself. And because this form is idealized and pure, when your hands touch your flesh, they feel like a lover's caress, a sensitive storm which has aftershocks propagating throughout you, all through the day as you move around. Who could fail to love the form so sensitive and susceptible to pleasure? You have so many things out of the way now. There is only sureness and certainty in your head. You know who and what you are, and always will know that. Contradictory thoughts are just more food for her. Your body shivers at the merest touch. Wonderful. Pure. Perfect. You love your touch. On your tongue, on your thighs, anywhere. You have the sensitivity and libido that fit your shape. Fit to make you worthy of any caress. Any lover, such is your shape, and you are confident in it. And so the more you study your femininity and absorb it, the more you learn from your passive osmosis of concepts and movements, the more confident you will be in your body. You will sway your hips, move your hands and form as you know you should, wink and lick your lips, cant your head to the side, imitate motions you have seen which comport with the classically feminine, and she will whisper new ideas into you. Maybe as you grow more comfortable, you will vary this, Find your own set of seductive, or confident, or happy, or energetic movements which suit your body and your personality and your desires. But for now, as a kind of training wheels, let the succubus whisper in your mind, feeding you, she will feed you and is feeding you, ideas and memories of how feminine figures move, and how to confidently and attractively project the right image. How to understand and control your feminine shape. These movements will fit naturally upon you. You can even feel yourself fulfilling them now, the way you contort, even the way you moan. They feel like the movements you always ought to have had, the movements you always did have. Then they feel like movements you do have and enjoy. Gradually you slide into knowing what to do to make your body look more confident and attractive to observers, to make your actions fall in line with what you know you should be. Perfectly feminine. A student of feminine desire and motion, who automatically absorbs the right way to act. You really are confident and comfortable. After all, she is your destiny and this is your nature. One of the best ways to enhance attractiveness, even to yourself in your own mind, and to fixate on the confidence befitting your sensitive perfect form, is to perhaps add markers. Markers of your aroused state, but also classical specific markers of femininity received and acknowledged between you and your succubus. The seed planted inside you will grow even better with the right trimmings. Of course, these are like training wheels, and you will have to craft your own image, which may have very little to do with classic images of femininity after all. So, visualize along with my voice for now. Adopt the habits. Enjoy them. As I describe, see each thing done to and by your form, framing you in a way that will be confident, attractive, a shape for and by the succubus to influence and direct, something you were looking for before we began. As I describe, feel. Become a better crucible. A more complete engine for feeding her and keeping only the feminine impulses. You will be able to do anything in the world. You will need no help reminding you of your new nature, because it is how you are. You are a machine for separating out the masculine thoughts from the feminine and feeding the seed so it grows better. The only thing left will be your real shape, the delicious body you've been visualizing and feeling. The perfection you've wanted all along, and that she has only enhanced and brought to the surface. So, try adopting certain ritual patterns of behavior, things you can do which enhance the feminizing nature of her influence, things which are signs to you and others of your true state, reaffirming what the voice in your mind has told you you are, perfectly feminine. And thus each of these ideas enhances and makes stronger the confidence and comfort you have in your own shape, such as she has made it. And maybe you'll fail to act them out for real, but if they're happening in your head, they've happened anyway. So we begin. Start at the tips of your fingers, your fingernails. Visualize first the slow process of trimming and filing, shaping them to be in line with what you have visualized in your head, having obtained the perfect image and planned for it. By partaking in the small self-shaping gesture of doing your nails, caring, clipping, shaping, painting, you are contributing to the larger self-shaping gesture of letting your succubus companion be a feminine presence, feeding on all of your masculine energy and leaving you divinely, perfectly manifest. Thus, as you slowly shape your nails and then paint them, you can hear these words in your mind encouraging you. In fact, consider listening to some nice, relaxing feminization files while you paint your nails. Wouldn't that be perfect? But it doesn't stop there. Sure, there's something wonderful in seeing your painted nails, immaculately done, learned, practiced, attractively painted. Then you can confidently move as the polish shines and others see them, knowing you for the attractive shape you know yourself for. But there should be more than just the slow, methodical painting of exquisite colors on your beautiful nails. How about, in addition to the ritual of doing your fingernails up in marvelous colors while listening to feminization files, you also added to your routine painting your lips, slowly puckering, licking them, patting them dry, applying lipstick, checking it, perhaps even smooching a napkin to leave the perfect shape, a lip print you can admire in the result. Every second, a divine experience reminding you of what you are, and have always been, and always will be. Feminizing words playing inside your mind and into your ears, leaving your nails painted, your lips vibrant. Knowing others would see these signs if you showed them, and know you in your confident movements and exquisite admiration of your own body. Earrings could help as well. Clip on or pierced, it doesn't matter. You could get something that dangles and will move as you do, an attractive lure. Surely you, as you hypnotically drift down, can see how a swinging thing would be particularly interesting to anyone watching you move your ideal shape. And you know what happens when there are sexual fluids available and you're turned on. You've already heard the words, envision painting your glistening lips. Why not treat the fluids of your lovers, or even your own, as the perfect lip gloss, first massaging it over yourself, and you know you're sexually shining when you do, then licking your lips and moaning at the taste of the fluids, particularly applicable after oral sex when you might already be glossed, or masturbation. How perfect would you be? Painted nails, painted lips, earrings dangling, lips glossed in sexual glory, your body confident, moving correctly because you are a student of how to move, as feminine figures you have observed have moved. Yes. Now maybe those rituals are too much for you. Your succubus is sensitive, and she understands, and thus maybe you won't carry them out, but maybe you will. And there is the complete package, the shape of her tendrils, the influence of the succubus, moving through your head, pressing the right buttons, giving you the correct memories and needs to reinforce confidence and revelry in your feminine body and mind. All of it links together, watching feminine figures for the right gestures, the right movements, imprinting them on your body. Feminizing yourself with files like this, perhaps painting your nails, perhaps donning your earrings, maybe painting your lips with lipstick, then maybe painting them with sexual fluids, licking them clean, feeling all the vestiges of masculine urge get pulled away with the departing fluid, until all that is left is this perfect shape.